Good afternoon, everybody. We trust you're keeping well, keeping safe, praying for each other and looking after each other. I'm going to read some verses that are very well known from the Gospel according to St. John. It's chapter 14. The Saviour, before he went to the cross, spent a lot of quality time with his disciples, speaking to them at that critical hour in his life and ministry. And it's so important as well that as Christian people, we take time to listen to what the Saviour has to say to us through his precious word. From John chapter 14 to John chapter 16, the Saviour spent a lot of time comforting his disciples, encouraging them, speaking on to them about the things regarding the Spirit of God, the Blessed Comforter. And then in John 17, we have the Lord's great high priestly prayer. And John 18, John 19, the great account of the Lord going to the cross. And then just after that, of course, the glorious and wonderful resurrection. But I'm reading from John 14. Some of you will know these words off by heart. When the Saviour said in John 14, verse 1, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And then we have the words of Thomas. I always admire Thomas, because Thomas, we call him Doubting Thomas, but Thomas was a beloved disciple. He often asked the questions that maybe the other disciples were asking within their hearts. Thomas just wanted to be sure, and it's wonderful to be sure. And if we have doubts, it's important to bring those doubts to the Lord and to his word and to get a Bible answer. Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" He wanted to be sure and certain that he was going to the Father's house, going to glory, and that there's a mansion even there.
Dog's got the lead here. Just hold on a wee second. That's it. By the way, go on. Here. Right, take that. Go away. Go and find that. Go.
He wanted to be sure that he's going the right way. And so he says, "Lord, how can I know the way?" Jesus Christ, in verse 6 of John 14, uttered these immortal words. Words that people want to erase from the Bible, because they're so exclusive. They're so direct and so particular. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let me just say three simple things about that remarkable statement. I am the way. That's how you can be saved. That's how you can know your sins are forgiven. That's how you can know God is your Father. That's how you can know you're going to heaven. Because Jesus Christ said, "I am the way." That's how you can be saved. He didn't say, "I am one of the ways." He said, "I am the way." Absolutely exclusive. Peter said in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." But you can be saved if you come to the cross and if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the way. That's how you can be saved. Then he said, "I am the truth." That's how you can know that you're saved. How do I know that my sins are forgiven? How do I know that my soul is saved? How do I know that I've got a home in heaven? Because of some feeling that I have? Because of my performance? No, not at all. Because of the truth of God's word. In 1 John, John said, "These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." That's how I know that I'm saved, because Jesus Christ makes this wonderful statement, "I am the truth." He cannot and does not and will not lie. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. I am the way, that's how you can be saved. I am the truth, that's how you can know that you're saved. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Then I am the life, that's how you can enjoy being saved. Because the life that Jesus Christ gives us, John 10:10, is life more abundant. Life in all its fullness. Life with a capital L.
I'm enjoying this wonderful trip to heaven, but what glories await us whenever we get there? There's no life in all the world like the Christian life. No friend in all the world like the Lord Jesus. No book in all the world like the Bible. Jesus said, I am the way. That's how you can be saved. I am the truth. That's how you can know that you're saved. I am the life. That's how you can enjoy being saved. Will you come to the cross today and come to Christ and give Him your heart and give Him your life and one day have a mansion in glory? God bless you. See you tomorrow.